The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 7, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on November 5th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mugdhasya
Bhaye
Kaishare Kridata Yati Vengshati Jaraya Grashta Dehasya
Yati
Akalpasya
Vengshati
Mugdasya bhaye kaishore
Mugdasya bhaye kaishore
Krita yati vangshati
Jaraya
grashta
dehasya
Yatya kalpasya vingshati Mugdhasya bhaye kaishore
Mugdhasya bhaye kaishore
Kridato yati vingshati
Kridato yati vingshati
Jaraya grashta dehasya
Yatya kalpasya vingshati
Mugdhasya of a person bewildered or not in perfect knowledge.
Žmogus, kuris neturi netobulą žinojimą.
Bāyē
in childhood.
Vaikystėje.
Kaishare
in boyhood.
Kridata
playing.
Yati
passes.
Vingshati
20 years.
Jaraya by invalidity. Grashta dehasya of a person overcome. Yati passes. Akalpasya
without determination.
Being unable to execute even material activities. Vingshati.
Another 20 years.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Savior of the fallen soul, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is an invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Purport. Without Krishna consciousness, one wastes 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and another 20 years in old age. When one cannot perform any material activities and is full of anxiety about what is to be done by his grandsons and sons and how one's estate should be protected. Half of these years are spent in sleep. Furthermore, one wastes another 30 years sleeping at night during the rest of his life. Thus, 70 out of 100 years are wasted by a person who does not know the aim of life and how to utilize this human form. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine. So, after reading these purports of Srila Prabhupada, today's verse and yesterday's verse, material life looks pretty grim. We read yesterday how if one lives to be 100 years old, he spends half of his life in sleeping, only being left with 50 years. And then we hear that he wastes 10 years in childhood, 10 years in boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity. So what's left? In the remainder time, he's working hard to make money for sense gratification. I remember Prabhupada, he was distributing Back to Godhead magazine in India. He approached one gentleman and he's to take Back to Godhead. The man said, "No time, sir." So that is the position. People, even during the time when they do have time, they're too preoccupied with sense gratification. So it is a pitiable condition of the modern day society. Absolutely pitiable situation. Therefore, it's very important that they can be blessed from some understanding. Because the fact is, they do have time for Krishna consciousness. The difficulty is, they did not prioritize it. They can waste time with mundane television, mundane movies, mundane sporting activities, mundane traveling, like going to see the Eiffel Tower or the Grand Canyon. They have time for the, you know, family reunions. But they stuff themselves full of meat and liquor. They have time for all that, you see. But no time to chant Hare Krishna, to hear about Krishna, you see. Therefore, they're going down to the animal kingdom. That's the sad reality. If you live like a dog, you become a dog. It's a simple law of nature. Simple law. If you live a godly life, then you go back to Godhead. It's very simple formula. To live a godly life, it's not difficult. Yat karoshi yadasnasi yajdahosi dadasi yat tapashashi kanteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Kad ir ką darytum, kad ir kokias askezes betliktum, kad ir kokias aukas beaukotum, daryk tai, kaip auka man, O Kunti sūnau.
You're going to eat, no matter what, right?
Bet kuriuo atveju, vis vien jūs kažką valgysite.
You're not going to stop eating.
Jūs nemėsit valgyti.
You're going to, whatever you eat, whatever you do, you're going to do things every day, right? You're not going to stop doing things. You're going to offer, you're going to give things away in charity. Everyone gives charity. You're going to do some austerities, tapa. For earning your livelihood, you will do some austerities, isn't it? Or for scientific research, they do austerities in the laboratory. So, since you're going to do all of these things anyway, why not just change the reason you're doing them? That's all. Instead of putting yourself in the center, do these same activities, but do them for Krishna.
Vietoj to, kad save statyti į centrą, jūs į Krishna į centrą pasatykite ir visą tą veiklą darykite jam patenkinti.
Don't do them for yourself.
Nedarykite dėl save.
Do them for Krishna.
Darykite dėl Krishnas.
And then what is the result?
Ir koks bus rezultatas?
Wow! You become liberated.
Jūs tapsite išvaduoti.
You live in a transcendental existence.
Gyvensite transcendentinėje egzistencijoje.
You get to live in a magical wonderland where you see everything in relation with Krishna. Every tree, every flower, every bird, every city, every bridge, every river, every skyscraper, every airplane, every computer, everything. You get to see everything in relationship with Krishna. This is called dovetailing the individual consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness. It's actually a very simple thing to do. The first time I had the unlimited good fortune to lay my eyes on Prabhupada, to see Prabhupada physically, you see. Was it the San Francisco Ratri Atra, 1971? So we picked up Prabhupada at the airport and drove him straight to the festival site. And he got up on Subhadra, there were three carts there. He got on Subhadra Devi's cart and he gave the most sublime, wonderful lecture you could ever imagine to hear. I remember the first word that came out of his mouth. Jagannath. He said, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Papagami, Bhavatume. My dear Lord of the Universe, Jagannath Swami, please come to my vision. And then Prabhupada told us this wonderful thing. He said, every one of you are drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. So if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job. It simply requires practice. So what's true of that audience at the Ratha Yatra? Is also true for us here in Lithuania. We all drink water, don't we? Every day we drink water. Our Prabhupada said any liquid thing.
It
could be some milk, some, you know, some herbal tea, any liquid thing you drink. If we remember Krishna is that taste, then that we become Krishna conscious immediately. And in this connection, on another occasion, you may be surprised to hear this. But Prabhupada said, if the drunkard drinks his wine, and he thinks, very nice taste, this taste of the wine is Krishna. And he becomes the greatest yogi. But don't try to imitate. Oh, I'll drink wine then and think that it's Krishna. That's for the winos, it's not for the devotees. He will make advancement by drinking his wine and thinking, ah, Krishna. But if we imitate, we will be degraded, you see. He'll be elevated, but we'll be degraded. So anyway, the point is, to become Krishna conscious is not at all difficult. But you know what? We think it's very, very difficult. We think it's very, very difficult, you see. Why is that? That is the influence of Maya, which comes from bad association with materialistic-minded men and women. By bad association, we suffer from the hallucination that Krishna consciousness is difficult or impossible. It's simply due to bad association. But if you will associate with advanced devotees, if you will associate with those who are fully surcharged and enlivened in Krishna consciousness, you'll get a transcendental zap of spiritual energy, which will give you faith in the process. That I can do this. I'm seeing this devotee. He's so enlivened. He's so blissful. He's so full of knowledge. He's so full of love. And all he did was surrender to his guru. That's how he got to that position. So if he can do that by surrendering to his guru, then I can do that by surrendering to my guru. See, this is a universal process. It's not that it just works for certain people. Why can we say that? This is stated by Lord Chaitanya himself. Jivera sarupahai krishnera nichidas. The constitutional position of the living being is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. Did Lord Chaitanya say only some of the living beings? Or did he say all of the living beings? He was saying that all of the living beings are the eternal servants of Krishna. So that includes you. You are also the eternal servant of Krishna. You simply have to acknowledge it. I remember that glorious day back in 1971. I was sitting at a sidewalk cafe in Austin, Texas. I had purchased one of those a Bhagavad Gita from the devotees. This was the old Macmillan, it was the old abridged edition, which you don't even see anymore. In the beginning, Macmillan Company would not print the entire Bhagavad Gita. They cut out some of the purports, they really cut it way down. But that was a glorious book, in spite of the fact it was cut way, way down to little tiny Bhagavad Gita. So I was sitting there in the sidewalk cafe there in Austin, Texas.
Taigi, sėdėdamas toj kavinėje, tekstuose.
You know how in your book you write your name down, you know, so in case you lose the book, it gets returned to you.
Žinot, kaip ant knygos jūs rašot savo vardą, kad jeigu prarasit, ją galėsit.
So I remember, well, I thought, well, I should put my name in this book, just in case it gets lost, you know.
Pagalvojau, kad turiu surašyti savo vardą, jeigu pamiršiu tą knygą.
So I remember I wrote down Steve Bridge, the eternal servant of Krishna. And that was the first time I had affirmed who I am, you see. It was such a wonderful moment for me in my spiritual life, you know. Of course, the Steve Bridge went away. But I found out later on that that's a name for some, that's a name for the Holy Dham, Bridge. Like Bridge Basi, you know.
Bridge Basi.
So I found that my karmic name is even a blessing. Bridge Stephen Bridge. Bridge Basi. But anyway, later it became Sankarshan Das by the mercy of Prabhupada. But the other part, the eternal servant of Krishna, that was an unchanged. That's an eternal fact, you see. So if you want to be happy, do you want to be free? Do you want to be a liberated soul? Yes. Completely free from all the miseries of this material existence?
Yes.
Would you like it?
Yes.
Then all you have to do is affirm to yourself, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And reaffirm it every day by your activities and your thoughts. And your words. That's all you have to do. If you do this simple thing, affirm that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, and then reflect that in your thoughts, your words, and your deeds every day. That's all you have to do. It's such a simple thing. If you will simply follow the simple pathway that Prabhupada has given us, your life will be sublime. You will gradually be transformed from a Duratma into a Mahatma.
From a
conditioned soul into a fully liberated soul. Who can directly see Krishna face to face and personally associate with him at every minute. It takes time. It could take many lifetimes even. But if we really catch hold of Prabhupada's mercy, we can make it in one lifetime. You have to be steady. You have to work on it every day. Even in this material world, somebody wants to be successful, they have to dedicate themselves to winning that Olympic gold medal or to becoming, you know, a famous rock band. Just like the Beatles, they were an unknown rock and roll band. But John Lennon had this determination, we're going to make it to the top. And he kept telling George and Paul and Ringo, we're going to make it to the top. You know, they were just determined, we're going to make it to the top. And they practice every day, they work really hard, hours and hours, days and days, years and years, they hone their musical performance skills. And because of that determination, they made it to the top. It became the biggest rock and roll pop group in the history. Because they were determined, you see. So we can have that same kind of determination to become fixed in Krishna consciousness. We're going to make it. We're going to become pure devotees in due course of time. Paramahamsas. We become Paramahamsas in due course of time. Right now, we're full of all material desires. We're tortured by lust, by anger, by greed,
apšumas,
by pride,
išdidumas,
illusion,
iliuzijos,
envy,
pavydas,
laziness,
tingulys,
spaced outness.
Išsiblaškimas.
So many bad qualities now, we're just sitting in our hearts, you see. But if we will take this process with full faith, with full determination, with full enthusiasm, we'll make it. We'll become pure devotees. And we won't have to see birth and death ever again. We can regain our svarups in the pastime of Krishna. Can you imagine waking up in Goloka Vrindavan? Sitting on the bank of the Jamuna with Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys, or waking up in the middle of the forest at night with all these gopi girls getting ready to dance with Krishna. It's waiting for us. We just have to come back to our pure identities as Krishna's eternal servant. All we have to do, step by step. I remember my mother gave me one very good piece of advice. Mother. She says, son, just take it one day at a time. The idea of becoming, going from a conditioned soul to a liberated soul, it seems impossible for us. But can I dedicate one day to Krishna? Sure, one day I can manage. I'll give him one day. So just dedicate this one day to Krishna. That's all we're saying. Just say, I can't imagine giving my whole life to Krishna, but just give this one day to Krishna right now. This whole day I'll dedicate to Krishna. Okay, I can handle one day. And then tomorrow do the same thing. And the day after that. Every day it is, now this one day I will give to Krishna. And before you know it, your whole life has been given to Krishna. And you'll find yourself back in Krishna's abode. And your original identity in one of his associates. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Šventų viešpaties vardų kartojimo yra toks įžeidimas, kaip nedėmesingas kartojimas. Ir va, aš dabar galvoju, ar čia sukoncentruotai tos 16 ratų reikia sukartuoti, ar nes daug faktų matau, kada jie kartuoja, net per šventės ten judėjimas vyksta, šurmulys kalbas ir kartuoja. Tai čia tik į 16 eina tas, ar čia aplamai šventas vardas, jis pastoviai turi būti dėmesingas kartojimas, ar jį galima po to, bet kaip kartuoti. Va šitas klausimas.
About chanting holy names inattentive. It is attentiveness means only for our 16 rounds, and over rounds can be chanted not very attentive, for example, while you in some celebration, or...
While you do what?
While you the same time do something, or you in some celebration.
No, the 16 rounds should be hard, completely focused, 100% focused. But besides that, during the day, you can keep chanting while you're cutting vegetables, while you're walking down the street. You know, you can keep chanting, and they don't have to worry about that. Chanting can be mixed with your focused on what you're doing. That other chanting. Prabhupada said you can chant while you're doing something with your hands. So obviously you're going to have to pay attention to doing with your hands, otherwise you cut yourself, you cut off your finger instead of cutting the vegetables. So that chanting can be mixed with your attention can be divided, the extra chanting after your 16 rounds. But when you're sitting with beads, you see, that should be 100% focused. But we can do so much chanting off the beads all day long. Or taking bath, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You see, so much chanting we can do. Any other questions? Yes, you.
Norėčiau paklausti, kaip geriausiai galėčiau padėti savo mirštančiai močiutei. Ar užtenka, kad aš už ją tiesiog melsiuosi? Ar turėčiau teisę tarsi pamokslauti, nes aš matau, kad ten nesimeldžia tėvai ten, nu, kad prie jos nesimeldžia, kažkaip kaip padėti.
My grandmother is dying.
Mother is dying?
Grandmother.
Grandmother is dying. Okay.
So how I can help? It's enough only to pray, or I also can preach to her.
if she preach to her in such a way that she appreciates it.
Reikėtų jai taip papamokslauti, kad jinai priimtų.
In her own way, you can explain to her that it makes sense to her, and she's very much appreciates what you're saying. That's how you should preach to her. Your love should come through, you see, when you preach. If you, in a very loving way, you will try to help her to be happy and peaceful in her situation, it will have a great impact on her. And you can even teach her to chant the Maha Mantra. My dear grandmother, you're very, very dear to my heart. Is she your paternal or maternal grandmother? Paternal or maternal? Maternal grandmother. Yeah. See, because you were such a wonderful mother to my mother, she was a wonderful mother to me. Therefore, I'm very indebted to you for your wonderful motherly affection. And I want to try to repay that love by helping you now to be happy and peaceful in this very trying time of your life. So I wanted to read you from this wonderful book called Krishna. These stories will give great peace and happiness to you. Is it okay if I read to you, my dear grandmother? And then you can read her the stories from Krishna book. Every day you can go and read Krishna book stories to her. You see, in so many ways you can do. Have some kirtan, teach her to chant. There's so much you can do. The key is you do it in a very loving way, and that way you open your heart to her, and then she'll open her heart to you.
But my mother is against that.
I had a similar situation. My father was dying. Now my brother and his family, they're all Christians, you see.
And
so we were all there as he was leaving his body. But we started the kirtan first. And so he heard a good Hare Krishna at first, and then they came in after we did with some music, to try to spiritual type music. So everybody was trying to help him. They were helping in their way. We were helping him in our way. So he got a good send off. You just got to be a little aggressive then.
Mano broliai bandė savo būdų, mes bandėm savo būdų jam padėti.
Especially when your mother's not in the room.
Ir vienaip ar kitaip jūs turite būti dėti tokias
Be a little sneaky for Krishna. You're giving her the greatest blessing. Your mother's not there all the time, is she? Yeah, we started the Hare Krishna Kirtan when my brother and his wife were out of the room. Yeah. And after he heard the Hare Krishna Kirtan, he had this, his eyes became very peaceful. My wife can describe it very well. But she saw how his eyes were changed by the kirtan. And then he peacefully left his body after hearing the kirtan. Okay, any other questions? Okay, Yanni. Yeah.
Norėčiau paklausti mokytojo, ar kaip jūs pradėjote eiti dvasinio gimimo keliu, ar pas jūs buvo tokia nuotaika, kad kartais pasijūsdavot vienas, bet ne vienišas? Su Krišna, pavyzdžiui, bet va, tas vienumo jausmas vis tiek išlikdavo.
She want to ask if sometimes in the beginning of your practice there was feeling that you are alone, but not lonely, that you are still with Krishna.
Yeah, sure. Especially when I was sent out to open a preaching center in Norman, Oklahoma, all by myself. I was the whole preaching center. I had an empty temple building. I was all alone in the temple. It was just me and Prabhupada, you know. It was very lonely. But that loneliness forced me to become more connected with, in so many ways, with Krishna consciousness. I used to listen to various like kirtan tapes, you see. And I tell you, when you're all alone, there's nobody there, and it's just that tape is the only thing you can associate with, and you really get a strong relationship with that recording, you see. So that loneliness can be used to help you become more intensely absorbed in Krishna Katha. I remember I found a quote. I don't know if I've found it since then, but I read a quote in those days when I was out there all alone for 2 years. Prabhupada was saying that when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, they make advancement simply by associating with their own mind.
Prabhupada sako, kad kai žmogus yra pažengęs Krishna sąmonė, jis daro didesnę pažangą, toliau bendraudamas vien tik su savo.
I was thinking, wow, that's really cool. If I can, you know, I need to come to that platform where just by associating with my own mind I can make spiritual advancement.
O kaip nuostabu, reikia pasiekti tokią platformą, kurioje vien tik su savo protu bendraudamas toliau tobulėsi.
So how does one come to that stage?
Taigi, kaip pasiekti tokią pakopą?
You have to train your mind very well, you see.
Reikia gerai išauklėti savo protą.
Then your mind always stays fixed in Krishna consciousness. You have to watch your mind like a mother watching a naughty child to make sure it doesn't misbehave. Whenever you see your mind going away, okay, mind, get back. You see. So in this way, if you train your mind well, then you come to the point where you become Atmaram. You can be anywhere in the world and be all alone even. And become fully happy and happily situated in Krishna consciousness. Just train your mind well, Ekiani, Devi Dasa. And you'll be bliss and heavy every day.
Aš šią paskaitą paminėjote, kad iš tikrųjų viešpats yra visur, mes džiaugiamės ten lapeliu, upe, ten visur, matai, ten gyvūnė ir taip toliau. Man tikrai būna tokios nuotaikos, todėl kad mano darbas yra daug gamtoj. Bet mano šita nuotaika pasauliečiams kitą kartą sukelia negatyvę labai poziciją tokią nuomonę ir skaito, kažkaip iššaukia jam pavydą, skaito, kad aš tokia sektantė ir mane čia maitina narkotikais tokiais gerais. Aš sakau, dalinam, sikiu, bet tai su pasauliečiai suprantu, bet kartais vat, būna toks tai anonsas ir tarp atsidavusiu, kaip man visą tai išvengti. Vat to, to negatyvumo.
What is it?
Išvengti negatyvumą iš atsidavusių pusės.
Vat kad aš, taip sakant, džiaugiuosi, ir ta, ta mano energija sklinda, ir pasauliečiai visokių yra. Bet kartais ir atsidavusiai net pasipiktina, kad šmėtų čia nesisklaidyt per daug čia.
Sometimes I am too much enthusiastic and very energetic.
Very well, energetic, okay.
And some devotees sometimes feel not good about that. How to avoid that?
They say you're too fired up, huh?
Yes, sako, kad per daug jūs įsikvėpus.
Well, Prabhupada ordered me to always be enthusiastic. What can I say? So whether they like it or not, my order to you is to always be enthusiastic. Maybe they're just envious. You should always be enthusiastic no matter what. Whether they like it or they don't like it, you should always be enthusiastic. I grew up in Vishnupriya Devi Dasi.
One has to recognize whether one is giddy or enthusiastic.
Huh?
One is really feeling giddy or enthusiastic.
Ah. And so Vishnupriya Devi Dasi has drawn a distinction between giddiness and enthusiasm.
What does it mean, giddiness?
I'll have to try to translate that to Lithuanian for you. Giddiness. It means a silly type of happiness, an intoxicated, self-indulging sort of enthusiasm that I'm great. Wow, I'm great.
Guru Matija klausė, kaip šitą tinkamą atskirti, nes gali būti žmogus ne laimingas iš dvasinio entuziazmo, bet jisai laimingas galvodamas, koks aš esu didelis ir norėjimas save parodyti visiems.
I've been studying my own, as you know, I'm training my own mind also. Something I have to train my disciples. I have to train, have to keep working on my own mind as well. And I've noticed that, you know, the mind has things it gets all excited about and happy about. It's things that it doesn't like very much. So the duality is always there. You see.
So. Dualizmas visą laiką yra šalia.
My realization is that, in other words, giddiness means a self-indulging sort of intoxicated over how great I am or how fortunate, how, you know, I'm getting this nice material enjoyment. One becomes giddy. The point is, don't try to be the enjoyer. Offer it to Krishna.
Taigi galų gale išvada ta, kad reikia nesistengti būti besimėgautoju, reikia.
Just like here's a good example. Yes. My Vyasa Puja the other day.
Pavyzdžiui, mano Vyasa Puja.
You're in a room with 100 people who are glorifying you and pouring their intense loving emotions on you all at once. 100 people. I mean, it's a pretty powerful experience.
Šimtas žmonių lieja jums šlovinimus ir savo meilę, tai galingas.
Now I could get all giddy and think, oh wow, I must be really great, you know, they all say that I'm great, I must be really great. That's called giddiness. It's a false sense of happiness based on an illusory conception. So sometimes we, as devotees, we have things where we could get giddy about it, you know. Falsely happy. So the trick is, when material happiness comes to you, don't think, I deserve this.
Taigi, faktas ir paslaptis yra, kad kai šita materi laimė ateina pas jūs, negalvokite, kad jos nusipelnė.
You think, let me offer this to Krishna.
Jūs pagalvokit geriau, aš paukosiu tai Krishna.
This like all this love, all this huge, this tons, oceans. Actually, you all were drowning me in oceans of love. So I had to think, I don't deserve this at all. And therefore, I will offer all of it to Prabhupada. You
see?
So in this way, whenever something good and wonderful happens to you, don't think you deserve it. Think, this is the mercy of Guru and Krishna, so now this must be offered to them. This way you can be enlivened and enthused in a pure spiritual way without any giddiness or material contamination of I deserve this.
Yeah.
Can we also understand giddiness when something is good is happening, I'm overly joyful, and when something happened down, I lose my enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
That's if one's enjoyment, if one is in super enlivened when things are going great and depressed when things are not going great, that means their happiness is material, it's not spiritual. Spiritual happiness is as steady as a rock. A person who is spiritually happy is happy in a miserable condition. He's happy in a very pleasant condition. Pleasant and unpleasant are not an issue. Bhama bhuta prasanatma nasochati nakangshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim lapade padam. A person who is thus transcendentally situated at one comes to the level of Brahma bhuta, Brahman, and becomes absolutely ecstatic. He doesn't hanker for anything. He doesn't lament about anything. He's equally disposed towards all living beings. And in that state, Krishna says, mad bhaktim, he attains my bhakti, my pure devotional service. Mad bhaktim labhate padam. In that state, he attains pure loving devotional service unto me.
In that situation, he can remain always enthusiastic.
In that situation, his enthusiasm will always be steady. It won't be up and down. It's like, wow, they just made me the temple president. Ki jai, Haribo! They just made me the storeroom cleaner. Oh, God. You see? See the dualities? Oh, God, I had to be the storeroom cleaner? Wow, I'm the temple president. Now, the thing is, if you're equipoised, still being the storeroom cleaner, the temple president, it's all the same, you see. Brahmabhuta prasanatmana sochati nakankshati. You see. Train yourself to come to that position. My godbrother Uttama Shloka Prabhu, he had this very nice realization. You know what his service was? Clean the stool room. Keep it very nice and clean. So instead of getting all depressed and down and out, he said, I'm going to do this first class. I'm going to keep that toilet so clean that nobody will ever see even a spot of urine on it, you see. No one will smell a stink when they come into the toilet room. It won't like... It'll always be wonderfully suchi. So in this way, he dedicated himself to keeping that toilet clean. And he became super enlivened by the service. So in this way, everyone has to come to the Brahmabhuta platform. Whether you're a GBC, a guru, a sannyasi, a temple president, a regional secretary, a department head, a sankirtan leader, or the storeroom cleaner,
tualeto plovėjas.
Try to see that they're all the same.
Matykite, kad viskas yra.
And the service of Krishna.
Krishna lygu.
And this way, you, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma will be your personal property. You won't be up and down like a yo-yo. You'll be steady like a sadhu. Or a sadvi. You'll always be steady. Okay, any other questions?
Prabhu, I have come from India.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, the Lithuanian.
Thank you. And to begin with, let me express my my regards for you. And I have a question that is actually coming from my mother.
Okay.
Actually, I have seen that Indian mothers, especially, are extremely attached to their children.
Yes.
It is very difficult.
Especially in India.
Especially in India,
yeah.
Yes. I am an only child of my mother.
Oh.
So even today, I am quite matured and I'm I travel quite often. But still, whenever I'm traveling, my mother wants me to call her every night and assure her that I am okay. And because I am a Vedic astrologer, I see that in the next 1 year, it is possible that maybe I can have a big accident, or maybe I can even die, or may not die, but there is a chance of something.
Yeah, okay.
So I try to explain my mother that please try to slowly come out of the maya that you have with me, the moha that you have with me. But she says it is impossible, and she says if you go away, can Krishna promise that you will come back again in the next life to me only? How can I answer that?
Okay. Translate that for the...
Kad svečias yra astrologas, jisai yra iš Indijos, jo mama yra be galo prisirižus prie jo ir prašo kiekvieną vakarą paskambinti jam ir jisai mato, kad anksčiau ir vėliau visienai jam reikės galbūt ir kūną palikti ir nori savo mamą paruošti, kad nebūtų per daug prisirižus, bet mama sako, ne, kaip nors... Padarykit, kad ir kitą gyvenimą mano sūnų būtų. Ir svečias prašo, kaip padaryti, kad mama nebūtų kaip prisirišęs.
You tell her this. My dear mother.
Jūs pasakykit taip, mano brangi mama.
You are very, very dear to my heart.
Tu labai brangi mano širdžiai.
You are the dearmost person to me.
Tu pati brangiausia asmenybė man.
In this material world, what you're requesting is not possible.
Šitą materialiam pasaulyje tai, ko tu prašai, yra neįmanoma.
By the laws of nature, families come together and they are broken. But I desire to be with you eternally. And that is possible in the spiritual world. So let us both surrender to Krishna. And become pure devotees of Krishna. And then we can be together forever in the spiritual world with Lord Krishna. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Rabindra Das, Brahmachari.
I have a question. You know, we hear many times when devotees leave their bodies, their devotees say, well, for sure he's gone back to Godhead. I'm just wondering, aside our faith that this happens, this is the process that happens, are there any other ways we can understand that actually a devotee has gone back to God?
Okay.
Nesidausiai palieka kūną, ar yra būdas suprasti, kad jie grįžo į dvasinį pasaulį?
How can we understand if a devotee has gone back to God? We say out of faith that every devotee goes back, but whether that's true or not is another question. Because they may come back again to finish up their process in their next lifetime. There's an example, our dear Jayananda Prabhu, the grandfather of our Ratha Yatra festival, or the father of our Ratha
Yatra festival.
He left his body of leukemia when Prabhupada was still here. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to him, posthumous letter, after he had departed. He wrote a letter to Jainana, which was published in Bhaktivedanta magazine. Prabhupada was acknowledging his Krishna consciousness with great appreciation. With great appreciation. But and then Prabhupada said, if you have any tinge of material desire, then you will take birth in the heavenly planets. But then he said, because you left your body in the midst of a kirtan, therefore I can understand you going back to Godhead. So somebody who sincerely followed this process without deviation for his whole life, you see, has remained ever fixed in serving his spiritual master. And then who leaves the body surrounded by loving devotees chanting Hare Krishna. 99.9999 chance of going back. How you can be absolutely sure that devotee went back to Godhead? It's simple. Go back to Godhead and see if he's there. Any other questions? Yes?
When a devotee is embarrassed by avidya, or
by what?
Avidya, uncertainty.
Avidya.
Amnesia?
Avidya and uncertainty.
Uncertainty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Avidya.
How to dissipate this, doubts?
How to get rid of doubts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maharaji, it's actually quite easy to get rid of doubts. Arjuna figured out how to do it. Because he was also burdened with many doubts. Arjuna. He addressed Krishna Madhusudana. Why he called him Madhusudana? There was a demon, Madhu demon, and Krishna killed him. So Krishna became known as Madhusudana. So why Arjuna addressed him as Madhusudana? Because Arjuna could understand that I am burdened with the demons of doubt. Therefore he prayed to Madhusudana, my dear Lord, you kill these demons of doubt. So all you have to do, Manaji, is pray to Krishna. That I am perplexed with so many doubts, my Lord. You are kind, you are known as Patita Pavana, the friend of the fallen. You are the best friend of those who are plagued with doubts. And I am completely bewildered by doubts. Therefore, I'm begging your mercy. Please kill these demons of doubts which are torturing me. If you will sincerely beg Krishna in this way, your doubts will fly away. It's like when you clap your hands and the birds will go flying away. You see. All your demons of doubts, they'll go flying away. And you become fixed in transcendental intelligence. Yasya deve parabhaktir tata deve tata goro tas yaite ketita hirta pakashante mahatmana. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So you simply have, when the Guru instructs you, put your complete faith in his words. How do you do that? Whatever he says, do it. And then you'll see by doing faithfully doing what the spiritual master told you, you'll see, wow, it worked. I did what Guru Maharaj told me and it worked. This process is real. It actually liberates me. So in this way, you see, you will have faith in the words of Guru, who is a representative of Krishna. And this way your faith in Krishna will become very strong as well. And then all of your doubts will go away, and the full purview of the Vedic wisdom will become perceivable by you. You become an enlightened sage. Okay? All right, next question. Ashta Shakti Devi Dasi. Yeah, this is the last one.
Tai pirmas klausimas būtų, mokytas sakė, kad jeigu į dvasinį pasaulį nesugražina mokinių, tai jis tiek turės kartų gimti, kiek nesugražina. Ar tai reiškia, kad Prabhupada dar kartą apsireikš?
You said the spiritual master has to come back if some his disciples not going to Krishna.
Yes.
Does it mean that Prabhupada also will come?
Prabhupada said that. So it has to be true. How it's manifested, I cannot say. But Prabhupada said it, and so there's somehow Prabhupada must still be present amongst us. Actually, it's not that he's dead and gone. We saw it proven in one time in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. During the Panihati festival. In the middle of the noon arti kirtan. With a temple room full of devotees. There was a Prabhupada murti just like this one. Very beautiful, wonderful murti of Prabhupada. And you know what happened? Prabhupada started crying. Tears were coming out of his right eye and flowing down his cheek. So it's not that Prabhupada has left us. It's simply a matter of how much one becomes purified by faith in his instructions. Okay? Alright, we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavadama ki jai.
Is Grishman Sankarshan Dikari Maharaj ki jai.